Space Vorilex, Finding Kimigo. Listen to audio extracts from this exciting companion to 2B Acting Selective Interactive Video Production, now showing on InView. If you enjoy adventures, conspiracy theories, and a gripping story, then this podcast is for you. Updated every 2 weeks. This extract from the Space Vorilex, Finding Kimigo book is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, incidents and dialogues are products of the artist's imagination and should not be considered in any way as facts. Any resemblance to life or people, living or dead, events or theories is entirely coincidental. Visit 2bacting.com for information about the Space Vorilex Selective Interactive Video and how to obtain a copy of the book. Extract summary: the main character, Misha, is poised to take a drastic step that will end her life as she knows it. However, before she does, she documents the events that has led to her decision. Her story starts where she is called to the hospital after her girlfriend, Kimigo, unexpectedly falls into a coma. After a day of surreal happenings, a stranger, looking identical to her girlfriend, enters her life, telling her that she and her friend Christina are in danger. In this podcast, Misha's distrust of a stranger leads her, and her friend Christina, down a dangerous path. Chapter 2, Part 2, Trust.
The stranger walking ahead is here to save us, apparently. Since Christina accompanied Kimigo to the hospital, the assumption made, in error, is that she is me. Why I am a primary target, she could not say. However, just in case there is any truth in what the stranger told her, she thought it best for us to leave. She stops us. We watch the stranger turn the corner. Quickly she pulls me by the hand across the road. We run down a side alley, emerging on the main road. Where are we going? To the bar, I've booked a car. Out of breath we arrive to see the car waiting. Without hesitating we jump into the back seat. You girls all right? Tony, just go. The urgency of our situation did not register as his attention remained fixed on whatever he was doing on his mobile. Tony. What? Move the car. Reluctantly he places his phone on the passenger seat and starts the engine. Home is it? No, I told you where in the booking. But with you, it's always to take you home. I didn't look. He was about to reach for his phone to check. Tony, just drive. Anywhere but not to my home. Go. Just go. Confused, he starts driving towards the main road, scanning the streets. He drives past the stranger without seeing her as his eyes are fixed on his rearview mirror, watching the two of us slide as far down on the back seat as possible. Risking being seen, we take a peek out the back window. Was it her? I think so. Do you think she saw us? Are you two in some sort of trouble? Tony is one of the regular car drivers that service the bar. Normally, Christina relies on him or one of the others to drive her home. Look. He leans over and opens the drop-down passenger side storage bin. Lifting the edge of a newspaper, it reveals a small handgun. Growing up around weapons, there is no alarm from either of us. Christina has many of her own tales, and I could bore you about the need to have such protection when you are part of a traveling refugee family. His weapon looks like a small 22 caliber handgun. Not very effective at long range, but up close can kill if you are shot in the right place. You're safe. Just sit back and enjoy the ride. Now, where am I taking you? Barry's place. The big man, huh? Yeah, much safer than any gun. The car wheels screech as he accelerates. In that moment, I remember the professor. I never got his number as the supervillain we are running away from squashed Kimigo's phone. How did she do that? What? Sorry, I was thinking. How did that woman crush 3 phones with her bare hands? What did you say? She's not talking to you. Just drive. I've lost credits in the game because of you two, so a little less of the attitude, young lady. Young lady? Approaching 28, I can see Christina takes his admonishment as a compliment. Young lady, that's rich, coming from a fresh out the box teenager. I'm 24. Yeah, right. How old are you? Her source subject. Kimigo and I are both 21, separated by just 2 months. She got depressed when we celebrated, wishing she could go back to what she viewed as the best age anyone could be. In her favor, her fair complexion and her slim build does make her look much younger. Tony, can we stop at the university? The one after Union Junction. Yes. Christina looks confused. In a whisper, I update her. What was Kimigo doing with this professor for 3 hours every day that she didn't tell us about? With her curiosity piqued as much as my own, she understood the need for our detour. Arriving outside the university, Tony tells us not to rush as he has no other booking and is happy to wait. Picking up his mobile, we leave him as we found him, gripped to whatever application consumes his time. Leaving the car, we walk across the road, up the long drive to the security gate. Fortunately, Michelle, one of the campus security guards, is on duty. She often makes us a cup of coffee when I come to collect Kimigo whilst I wait for her day to finish. After exchanging pleasantries, I get around to asking if we could be let in to see the professor to be told that he didn't come into work. Do you have his number? Sorry, Misha, not something I can give out, even if I wanted to. Thinking quickly, another option springs to mind. Is Colin Strand on campus? Yes, I'll give him a call. Is this to do with Kimigo? She hasn't come in. Is anything wrong? Not wanting to waste time answering questions that would follow the truth, I lie, saying things were fine, telling her that Kimigo asked me to collect an item she forgot as I was driving past. She leaves us briefly to make the call to locate Colin, then returns to the gate. Where's Betsy? She knows my car, for she has the same make and model. Hers is a little younger than mine. Servicing. It doesn't take long for Colin to arrive, a little out of breath from running. This doesn't stop him explaining how pleased he is that I came. He has been unable to get me on Kimigo's phone. Pleading, he asks if we could go to the hospital, as they kept telling him it was only family that could visit. Seeing the confused look on Michelle's face, I pull him to one side, leaving Christina to engage her in trivial conversation. Fortunately, he doesn't have a problem sending the professor's number to my mobile, though he insists it may not help, as even after several attempts he could not get through to the man. No one seems to know where he is. I leave him with the news that seeing Kimigo is not possible, which slightly upset him, but promised to keep him updated on her condition. Interrupting Christina's conversation with Michelle, we take our leave, waving goodbye, as we head back, walking slowly down the long drive. I am surprised when Tony gets out of the car. We are a distance away, but close enough to see him raise the gun in his hand. To my horror, he points the weapon directly at Christina and fires. We both duck. In shock, I turn to see if Christina is hit. Are you okay? There is a look of terror on her face. Tony advances, crossing the road towards us, weapon still aimed at her, preparing to shoot again. In the moment, I fail to notice the fast approaching car. I am not alone, as Tony is also unaware. Contact with the vehicle bounces him high into the air. We watch him roll several times before coming to a motionless stop. The speeding car screeches to a halt. The driver's side window rolls down, revealing the head of the stranger. What part of "you're in danger" do you two not understand? Now get in the car.
That is the end of the extract for this podcast. In the next podcast, another extract from the Space Vorilex, Finding Kimigo book. Chased by unknown assailants, Misha and her friend Christina must rely on the stranger to save their lives. Podcast narrated by AI-generated voices, Ryan and Sonia. Note: the extracts may not accurately reflect the words contained in the published book. For more information, visit 2bacting.com or be part of this exciting adventure by playing the Space Vorilex Selective Interactive video, now showing on 2B Acting's InView channel.